You're listening to KDNK's Public Affairs Program for Land's Sake. I'm Bill Kite, your host, and today we have George Ware with us in the studio. George, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. I live in Carbondale. I've been here about 8 years and spent most of my life in the Roaring Fork Valley. My career has been in engineering, and I've worked as an energy and water resources analyst and engineer for over 40 years. What I like to tell people is, even though I have engineering degrees, I'm really a bean counter. I've spent my career counting, acre feet in water and BTUs and kilowatt hours and lots of dollars, benefit cost analysis. And the reason I'm here today is to talk about a proposed nuclear waste dump for Northwest Colorado that the Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado has proposed.
And so where did you first hear about this? Because it seems to be kind of an issue that's come out of the woodworks somehow, just recently at least.
Yeah, I think the AGNC, the Associated Governments Northwest Colorado, was trying to keep it under the radar. But it got picked up, during the winter. And I first heard about it through Big Pivots, Alan Best.
Yeah, he's a good writer. I really like his stuff. He goes in depth, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love his stuff, too. He really does a good job, especially on energy and water issues for Colorado.
For sure.
And then I think he may have actually picked it up from Colorado Sun and KUNC. Not quite sure who came up, who started writing about it first, but Scott Franz had a really good article about this issue.
Right, yeah, and like I said, it around here at least in the Valley, I don't think many people have heard about it, although we'll get to in a minute your appearance before the county commissioners, Garfield County commissioners, recently back at in January.
Yeah, let's...
You want to talk about that now?
Sure, or I'm not quite sure what's the best sequence, but since I have it in front of me, let me just lay out what the issue really was. So the AGNC decided to take some money from a group called the Energy Communities Alliance, which is really part of the Department of Energy. They were given an award, actually, to study the possibility of locating a nuclear waste dump. That's my terms for it, not the nice clean term that they like to use for this, for that type of facility. Yeah, they like to use acronyms, and this one's called a CISF, Consolidated Interim Storage Facility. So they call this consent-based siting, is the new DOE term, and they're looking for interim storage of the nation's spent nuclear fuel. And this is all part of a energy transition program that's happening because of coal getting phased out up in Northwest Colorado.
So it's an economic issue for them in Northwest Colorado then.
Yep, exactly. And so this award that AGNC got was actually, there was three awardees, and the other two, interestingly, are Savannah River, which already has its share of nuclear waste. Also I think it's called the Tri-Counties, which is up in Hanford, Washington, which also has its share of nuclear waste and has for a long time. So it's interesting that Northwest Colorado got also picked for this. But it's definitely an economic issue. They're looking for something. Right. The coal mines are shutting down, and the coal-fired power plant in Craig is shutting down. And so one of the options up there is to put in a nuclear power plant instead. And then this, I guess, is just a side issue that the AGNC And Northwest Colorado County Commissioners at the four counties have decided maybe we should be doing a nuclear waste dump as an economic driver.
And the problem is nuclear waste is generated, continues to be generated, about 2,000 tons a year, I understand, has to be kept at the facility that's generating the nuclear power at this point. And they're looking basically Atomic Energy Commission or, you know, are looking, they're looking for a place to permanently put this stuff. And that requires a lot of forethought because they want to be able to keep it for 100,000 years. And that's just outrageous to try to even think that far in time. And Yucca Mountain, I think it was Yucca Mountain in Nevada, spent 30 years studying this and finally said no because of public outcry. So it's not a new issue in other parts of the country. Texas itself, I think, let's look at it in a minute, the Supreme Court issue before about Texas not wanting a nuclear facility, too.
That's right, Bill. Well, let's just talk about Texas. They, you know, one of these interim storage facilities, and it's interesting, everybody in the industry knows that when they use the word interim that it's probably pretty permanent because there's no place that stores in the nation. Currently, there's 90-some nuclear power plants all over the country, and the nuclear waste from those power plants sits right at those sites. So for years, as you mentioned, for 30, 40 years, we've been looking for a permanent site, and that would have to come from all those nuclear power plants. But one of these interim sites was considered, and actually the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, it tried to permit one of these waste sites in Texas. And Texas happens to be the most pro-nuclear power states in the country. They're all about nuclear power there. And yet they are suing the NRC because they don't want a nuclear waste facility in their area. And also suing the NRC is the one of the petroleum associations over there. And it's on the New Mexico border. So part of the New Mexico Farm and Livestock Bureau is suing the NRC on this issue. And it's headed to the Supreme Court. And so I think this summer the Supreme Court will decide on that issue. So it's like you say, in other parts of the country, people have been fighting against having a nuclear waste site. So I'm not sure why up here in Northwest Colorado we would want to consider having that.
Now, if it did, just to throw something out here, if it did get passed and they say have a facility there in Northwest Colorado, would there be trucks or rail cars? I understand there are special rail cars they make for this. Would they be coming through like Glenwood Springs, for instance?
Potentially. They've got to come in either by truck or by highway. And they would, like I say, they're coming from all sides of the country. So sure, they could come in on the I-70 corridor, either by train or by truck. They could come in I-80, come in through up in Wyoming. Just not sure how that would all work out, but it's definitely a scary prospect.
Well, because there's about 77 nuclear power sites in the country, so all over the most of them are in the east of the Mississippi. So it could be, stuff could be coming to here, at least in the valley, to get to this supposed site that hasn't happened yet. So.
Yeah, and the power industry, the nuclear power industry, likes to talk about their safety record. And, you know, I've studied this industry for a lot of years. I'm an engineer. I always think about the fact that there's always a little bit of risk. And, you know, if we had a bad disaster in Glenwood Canyon, for example, it could be something where the canyon would just then be closed down for the rest of our lifetimes. And sure, that risk is pretty minimal, but I'm not sure we want to take that risk.
Yeah, I was going to be my next question. How safe is this spent nuclear material? That was going to be my next question. So I from an engineering perspective, we can't guarantee any kind of safety, can we?
No, I personally don't think we can. You know, the industry, it's a quite well-funded industry, and they put out a lot of, quote, facts. And in fact, the AGNC, the Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado, like to talk about these, you know, these facts, and everything is fact-based when it comes to the safety associated with nuclear waste. And I disagree. I think there's a small risk, and why should we be willing to take that? Because the ramifications are just scary.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, thousands of years of potential damage.
Well, I wonder what the people of Meeker think about this.
You know, I've had a chance to talk to some folks up there, and I have family up there in Meeker. And actually backing up, my family came a long time ago from the up on the Yampa River and in Meeker. So I love that country, but I've talked to the people in Meeker, and, you know, they're looking for economic opportunities there. They feel like the coal industry is getting taken away from them. I think to some extent feel like the natural gas industry is being overregulated, and so they feel like this, in particular, the state government is kind of after them. So they're open. Some folks in Meeker and in Craig are open to the idea because they're looking for economic development.
Right, and because shutting down those power plants in up there in that part of the world is really going to have a negative impact on the community as far as jobs are concerned.
Yeah, I think one thing that's important to talk about with the coal industry is sure, Colorado, we have climate goals that are going to put a damper on the coal industry, as most of the country has recognized. Now, I will say, right across the border from Rio Blanco and Moffat counties in Utah is quite a pro coal state still, and so this actually affects Rio Blanco County in particular, because they have one big coal mine down by Rangeley that produces coal for a big coal-fired power plant, the Bonanza plant, that's out in Utah. That plant would probably, in my opinion, be closed down if it weren't for the support that it gets from the state government in Utah. And I think people in Rio Blanco County, look at Utah and say, why do we have to shut down our other coal facilities in Colorado? So it's kind of a tough issue economically up there. And I think to some extent, you go out and look west of Rangeley, some people might consider that kind of a wasteland out there. There's hardly anyone that lives out there. So is that a viable place for a nuclear waste dump? And, so I think some people in Rio Blanco County might say yes.
Now, you've already spoken publicly about this to the Garfield County Commissioners back in January. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that experience?
Sure. Once I found out about the issue, I decided I would go for public comment at a county commissioner meeting in January and just see what they were thinking about with this issue. And it turned out it almost became a presentation for them to bring them up to speed, because two of the county commissioners weren't even aware of the you know, this idea that the AGNC was looking into doing a nuclear waste disposal facility in Northwest Colorado.
You're listening to KDNK's Public Affairs Program for Land's Sake, and today our guest is George Ware.
So the commissioners have made it clear that they're supporters of nuclear power, and in fact, they have a paid lobbyist in Washington, and one of the issues he works on is supporting the nuclear power industry and the uranium mining industry. And presumably this is for economic benefits for Garfield County somewhere down the road. But I was able to bring them up to speed on what the AGNC is doing. And so a little background on what they're doing. They accepted the award from the DOE, Energy Communities Alliance. One of the first things they did was to put together a survey, public survey, did a survey in Northwest Colorado, also surveyed a few people outside in the rest of the state and nationally. And it was to find out people's interest in nuclear power and what they know about it and as well as the nuclear waste. And I had a chance to look at this survey pretty closely. Let me just say the results came out that the folks in Northwest Colorado are very supportive of nuclear power and are interested in the possibility of having a nuclear waste depository. After I saw that, I looked at the survey, and I'm pretty familiar with how surveys are done in these industries with the Department of Energy. I used to work on that those kind of projects. And this survey, just in my opinion, is pretty biased. It didn't appear that it was representative, and I'm not sure they claim that it was a representative survey. But a lot of the folks that were working at the power plants in Craig, you know, were the kind of folks that got the survey and participated. But I'll just give you an example of one question on the survey that, so you can see whether you think it's biased. And so the question was, when you hear the words nuclear waste, what comes to mind? And then later they provide the correct answer to the survey respondents. And the correct answer is something small and safely contained.
Oh, wow.
What does that say? Does that sound really a little biased, maybe?
Just a little bit. Well, you know, there was a proposal in Pueblo County for a nuclear power plant, and because of public backlash and outcry from residents, that went down the tubes too. So not everybody in Colorado is for nuclear power one way or the other, or waste, are they?
Yeah, and you know, I think we can digress for a second into the whole nuclear power issue. Recently, the Colorado legislature got into the issue with a proposal to call nuclear power a clean industry. And there's lots of ramifications to that. I got online for a committee hearing in opposition to that bill. Wow, there was 12 hours of testimony from people in support and in opposition. And it ended up passing, and it's been signed. And so that's now clean energy includes nuclear power in Colorado. But I'll tell you why I decided against it and talked against it for several reasons. One is it's just such an expensive technology and industry. It's been proven that way for many, many years. I'm a big fan of Amory Lovins up at the Rocky Mountain Institute up in Snowmass, and he's been talking for years about why things like nuclear power are just not the way to go. If we And his argument is simply that because he's an economist and everything is he likes to do everything in dollars, and why spend all those billions on nuclear power when you just get much more bang for the buck if you spend those billions on renewable energy and technologies that really can make a difference. I just saw a statistic I was researching last night. Even with the best case numbers on these new nuclear power technologies, you're still talking, you can get four times the bang for the buck with renewable energy. I think the numbers right now, it's probably more on the order of 10 to 20 times the bang for the buck by spending your $1 billion on a wind farm or solar power. But there's other reasons against it as well. I mean, uranium mining, which is the front end of the whole operation, we're still dealing with those issues to this day. We have legacy sites in Rifle. We have legacy sites in Grand Junction and up in Maybell. And that's the term DOE uses for old cleanup sites that are out there. And those were actually cleaned up pretty well, but we still have plenty that are not. If you go to the Navajo Nation, there are hundreds of legacy sites there that have never been cleaned up from uranium mining. Canyon City is another place in Colorado where they had a uranium mill that there's still lots of issues 40 years later. So there's that issue. There's the whole economic issue with nuclear power. And then we finally get around to the nuclear waste issue, where we started at the beginning of our talk, Bill, that there's not currently a solution for that in the United States, a good place to store nuclear waste.
Yeah, you make a really good deal about the fact that the Navajo Nation is still suffering from the miners that that just unknowingly went in to mine that stuff, and it affected them and their families over the years. Stuart Udall wrote a book, I can't remember the name of it now, about that whole issue of the mining and how it affected the Navajo Nation.
Well, and it's coming back. You know, nuclear power is getting a lot of support nationally because of, for climate change reasons. There's now a mine, an operating uranium mine up near the Grand Canyon that is shipping in open trucks to the one remaining uranium mill in the country, which is at, it's White Mesa near Blanding or Bluff, right in that part of the world. And the Navajo Nation had to negotiate. They first put a stop to the trucking across their nation. And then I think they've reached an agreement in that area. So those issues don't go away. There's contamination associated with uranium mining and with milling. Most currently, 99%, I'm not sure the exact percent, of uranium is imported into the United States. But there's a push to get uranium mining back for geopolitical type reasons, which is understandable. But we're still trying to clean up from 40 or 50 years ago, so I kind of wonder why we want to go down that path.
In the next minute and a half that we have, what's next that people can be attuned to or be involved with that might help with this?
Well, I think the next step with the Department of Energy, the Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado looking into a nuclear waste dump facility in Northwest Colorado, the next step is this fall, if we're still interested in that facility in Northwest Colorado, then we join in an expression of interest with DOE. And I would just encourage everyone to talk to their county commissioners. I think it's a really bad idea to keep going in that direction. It's a lot of energy and time spent when I don't think it's ever really going to happen.
All right. Thanks so much, George, for being with us today. You've been listening to For Land's Sake, and listen again the first, second Monday of June. I forget what day that is, at 4:30. And until then, whatever you do to Mother Nature, do it for land's sake.